As people debate whether college athletes in the so-called revenue sports should be paid, thousands of football players headed to postseason bowl games are anticipating swag. NCAA rules allow each bowl host to provide players with goodie bags. David Broughton has perused the offerings for the Sports Business Journal. David, what kinds of gifts are we talking about here? Commemorative pins and keychains, candy bars?
Well, the days of the players getting off the bus and walking to the hotel lobby and getting a bag handed to them with T-shirts and sneakers and keychains is definitely long over. The conversion over to higher valued gifts, mainly electronics, started 7 or 8 years ago. And this year, I think the Southern Motion powered home theater recliner is going to be a pretty darn popular item. There's two different recliners the players can choose from.
Wow.
And you can plug two different devices in there and not even ever have to leave your chair, I guess.
Is there a limit to how much these hosts can spend to fill a goodie bag? And it would have to be a pretty big goodie bag to contain a recliner.
Yeah, the bowl host committee themselves can spend up to $550 per participant, and that means players and coaches. Mm-hmm. Each school can have 125 participants.
You have tracked these gift packages before. Has anything ever come close to matching the PlayStation 4 that players from Maryland and Marshall will receive at the Military Bowl?
The answer is no. As far as a single item, that's going to be a pretty good gift.
Florida State and Auburn will be playing for the BCS National Championship. So what do the players get in that game? A new car?
No, they're still under the 550 limit, or actually they're right at the 550 limit. The Seminoles and the Tigers will be getting to go into a gift suite. There's literally hundreds of items, and you go through the checklist, and each item's on a certain tier, and the players just check them off until they get up to the 550 limit, and then the bowl committee themselves is responsible for sending them to your house, and you walk out, and you're done.
This is like these contests that you used to be able to win when you were a little kid. You know, you win the contest, you get 90 seconds in the toy store, and you can grab everything you can get, and if you 90 seconds, you're out of there with all of it.
You know, they're all kids anyway, right?
Big kids.
Yeah, very big kids. You should see the recliner, yeah.
All right. I see that participants in this year's Hyundai Sun Bowl will receive a Helen of Troy hairdryer. How many of those do you suppose will be left behind for the cleanup crew?
Now, come on. That is a nod to a local business that has provided those products to the bowl committee. Mm-hmm. for half a century. So the hairdryers are just kind of a fun little thing.
All right, I understand the distinction between a gift and actual cash that would change hands, but suppose some of these items in the gift bags turn up on eBay. Does the NCAA come after the guys who put them up there?
Not really. I mean, it's there's 15 different games that give a bowl emblazoned watch. I've talked to players who have five watches at home. You know, I was in school for 5 years. I got five watches. They do appear on eBay, but it's pretty tough to chase those kind of things down.
David Broughton is Sports Business Journal's research director, and what fun that research must have been. You can find his piece titled, Want a New Gift Suite Choice? Take a Seat, on our website, onlyagame.org. Thank you very much, David.
You're welcome. Thanks, Bill.
Should college football players be allowed to grab the goodies bags? Share your opinion by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio. And stay tuned for our 21st annual holiday gift guide featuring gifts of the demonstrably legal variety.